This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Wildfires rampage through Greek forests for yet another day Saturday, threatening homes and triggering more evacuations a day after hundreds of people were evacuated off beaches by ferries in a dramatic overnight rescue. Dozens of fires burned across the country Saturday, blazes that one official described as a, quote, biblical catastrophe. Scores of homes, businesses, and farms have been burnt over the last week in fires that broke out during Greece's most intense heat wave in three decades. One massive fire advanced through a national park north of Athens that features some of the last substantial forest near the Greek capital. The blaze sent choking smoke across Athens, where authorities even set up a hotline for residents with breathing problems. More than 100 fires have broken across the country over the past few days. Most were quickly tamed, but several burned out of control, consuming homes and causing untold ecological damage. A local official in a southern region estimates the wildfire there has destroyed around 70% of her area. More than 1,000 anti-government protesters clashed with police in Bangkok on Saturday, as they demonstrated against the Thai government's failure to handle coronavirus outbreaks and its impact on the economy. About 100 police officers in riot gear sealed off a road near the capital and used water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to stop a march towards the office of the prime minister. Dozens of protesters were seen being carried away on motorcycles and in ambulances. Some 6% of Thailand's population of more than 66 million has been fully vaccinated, and most of the country, including Bangkok, is under lockdown. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched in Paris and other French cities Saturday during a fourth consecutive week of protest against COVID-19 health passes that everyone in the country will need shortly to enter cafes, trains, and other venues. The demonstrations came 2 days after France's Constitutional Council upheld most provisions of a new law that expands the locations where health passes are needed to enter. Starting Monday, the pass will be required in France to access cafes, restaurants, long-distance travel, and in some cases, hospitals. It was already in place for movie theaters, concert halls, and theme parks with a capacity for more than 50 people. France is registering over 21,000 new cases a day now, a steep climb from 1 month ago. More than 112,000 people with the virus have died. Over 36 million people in France, about 54%, are fully vaccinated. At least 7 million have gotten a first dose since Macron announced the health pass on July 12th. A growing number of European countries have started to implement virus pass requirements, each with slightly different rules. Italy's green pass took effect on Friday. Denmark pioneered vaccine passes with little resistance. In Austria, the pass is needed to enter restaurants, theaters, hotels, sports facilities, and hairdressers. In Germany, protests in Berlin last weekend prompted violent clashes with police. India on Saturday achieved a significant milestone in one of the largest vaccination drives in the world, as it announced it has administered 500 million COVID-19 doses in 208 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India is, quote, administering more doses a week than the population of many countries in the world. India opened free vaccination for all adults starting June 21st, when the country vaccinated a record more than 8 million doses that day, with numbers trending down since then. The world's second largest country has reported an average of about 30 to 40,000 new coronavirus cases every day since July. And the federal government has warned that although cases have dipped from the high of 400,000 daily at the peak of the deadly second wave, the danger is not yet over. And Iran on Saturday rejected as, quote, baseless allegations by G7 foreign ministers that it was behind a deadly drone attack on a tanker off Oman last week. Tehran has strongly denied having any link to the July 29th attack on an oil tanker operated by an Israeli company, but has faced an increasing wave of accusations in recent days from Israel and its allies. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.